Hello, hello. You're listening to Ear Candy on Local FM, and we're going to have a great show for you. My name is Mark O'Connor. If you happen to be listening elsewhere in the country, a different time, different place, welcome to you too, no matter where that might be, perhaps in Lethbridge, perhaps in Simon Fraser University in Burnaby, yeah, or maybe in Sydney on Caper Radio or up the highway on CHSR at our sister station at the UMB campus in Fredericton. Welcome to you all. I'm going to start the show off with the term kit and caboodle, one of my favorite kind of expressions, and I actually looked up the history of it, and it sort of came into full being in the late 1800s. I'm going to play something called spit and caboodle, kind of a hip-hop thing. So, you know, MCs in the hip-hop world, they refer to their rap stuff as spitting, so I guess that's where it's coming from. This is from Word Burglar on Ear Candy.
Slang wrangler, sipping tang at a banquet, shooting no blanks, I give you more bang for your blanket. Tasty with a lemon meringue tang, and always down to hang like I'm friends with orangutan. Bang, bang, you gotta deal with the card shuffle, choke up on the bat with a fist full of hard knuckles. Sugar in the tank's gonna start car trouble, and Simon says, listen to Art Garfunkel. Buckle up, and this ain't my first rodeo, words of wisdom, like MC Search told me so. But sign a deal, you might wanna watch out, chap. And there's always free cheese in the mousetrap. Doubt that? Well, it's just the way the cookie crumbles, the way the rookie fumbles and the wookie stumbles. Why I double down when I hear a dope beat? Cause like bubbles, you can't hold me. Yup, yup, it's a whole spittin' caboodle. Kicking strips that'll just keep flipping your noodles. Tell the cats and the dogs and the kittens and poodles, the villain's cold chillin' with the spittin' caboodle. 1,000 pics a word, I'm just scribbling noodles. The pupil of jewels, you know my style isn't cruel. Don't need your approval. Grease, moving dancers to the antlers on your mantelpiece. Ask Keanu Reeves, I could dampen a damsel's crease. Wearing damaged jeans while eating a ham and cheese. From France to Greece to Mozambique, I'm out for kicks. Just like my bro Ambies, a man beast. Where the mic stands, I slam beats. And you know I get dirty, like white pants at Stampede. I plant seeds and don't need a plan B. Cause I never plan to ever supplant my banditry. I rant in front of your Gram's antique vanity. Standing at ease, learning how to speak Cantonese. You got weak fantasies, here's a champ MC. Granting amnesty on Bandcamp fees. I speak candidly, I think you're asking for calamity. Like manhandling Van Damme's family. Insanity, like a man in a van by the creek with manatees. Who may or may not be James Vanderbeek. Tell your band, your clan, your cousin Anthony. Wurmberg is at it again, busting campily. Doing what you can't believe. Like fans who leave the stands without the chance to see the team hand defeat. Fancy free and I can't stand the pandering. Just heard you wanted mad rhymes, so I'm answering. Yup, yup, it's a whole spittin' caboodle. Kicking strips that'll just keep flipping your noodles. Tell the cats and the dogs and the kittens and poodles, the villain's cold chilling with the spittin' caboodle. 1,000 pics a word, I'm just scribbling doodles. The pupil of jewels, you know my style isn't cruel. Don't need your approval to keep filling your strudel. The verb's cold chilling with the spittin' caboodle.
Boys, best keep riding here. Best keep riding here.
Thank you. Blood in the streets in the town of New Haven. Blood stains the roofs and the palm trees of Venice. Blood in my love in the terrible summer. Bloody red sun of fantastic LA.
Let yourself go. Good advice from Tom Petty off of his record Mojo. Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, right? Before that, we heard Peace Frog, The Doors, way back in the 1960s. Yeah, remember that symbol for peace? Little Sparrows track? And we got things started off by Halifax's own Word Burglar. I guess he lives in Toronto now, but we won't hold that against him. No, sir. Forget what the record is, but the title of the track was Spit and Caboodle. And anybody that can make up a chorus about cats and dogs, kittens and poodles, bound to raise your spirits. That's what I think. And of course, he had that rhyme in there too about Simon Says, listen to Art Garfunkel. Of course, Paul Simon's not saying that anymore. That may be once upon a time, but still clever wordplay. And anybody that's good with words is good with me. Speaking of me, my name is Mark O'Connor. The show is Ear Candy, broadcasting here on Local FM and the Thomas J. Condon Student Center on the campus of University of New Brunswick, St. John, here in the Port City. Hope you're enjoying your day. I feel like people are feeling a little sad these days, not sure why. We're going to try and lift your spirits a little bit, make your load a little bit lighter. So here's what we got coming up. We got a track from a group called Nico Vega, which I've unfortunately learned that they've gone on indefinite hiatus, which is way better than back before where they break up and they're never going to do anything again. Now groups are starting to realize never is a long time, and we got tired of each other, and why don't we just call it indefinite hiatus, and maybe we'll do it again in the future. But anyway, we're going to hear a track from them, something called Medicine Man, a new one from Canadian stalwarts Blue Rodeo, a pop song really, called Superstar, and something from the King of the Druids, and one and only, a very unique fellow, Julian Cope. We're going to hear a track from him called Sunspots. You're going to like it. And after it's all done, you're going to feel a little bit better. Yeah, that's what I think. You're going to feel a little bit better. So this one is called Medicine Man, Nico Vega.
could cheer anymore. Fall in love with the singer, but what for? These things always end badly, don't they? Take it out and show it around, 'cause you can do things here you never have to live down. I'm never going back to my one horse town. Hey, all hail the superstar. Hey, all hail the superstar.
Show is Ear Candy. I'm Mark O'Connor. You just heard Sunspots by the one and only Julian Cope. He of the Druid fame. I say Druid fame. I guess he's a real expert on the ancient Druids. And, you know, the ancient burial sites and Stonehenge, that kind of stuff. An expert on it. I know almost nothing about it. Before that, we heard Blue Rodeo and Superstar. You know, they normally do this sort of roots country mix of things. And that one there is just a note pop song. I like it. Maybe you do too. And we started things off with Nico Vega. That's N-I-C-O Vega with Medicine Man. It's too bad that that group's not carrying on. But you know, they had that sound that I really like, this pop rock sound that I really liked, that was inventive, that Medicine Man is an example of. And then they decided to make more of dancing music, and that seemed to have led to the demise of the band. It was like it was a different band altogether. The music was just so radically different, there didn't seem to be any connection. And I imagine it led to some sort of creative tensions in the band. So they've decided to hang things up for at least a while, right? Too bad. But we can celebrate the good music that they have made. If you've never heard of that band before, you can check it out. Look it up. All right. I am going to just keep on playing the great tunes here. That's what we do in Ear Candy. You know, some songs that maybe from a little more well-known artists, but more obscure tracks from them that maybe younger folks haven't heard. You know, when things are 40 years old, there's a chance of that, just saying. And newer stuff that maybe folks of my vintage wouldn't necessarily hear. Of course, when you're listening to campus and community radio stations like Local FM, you do hear alternative kinds of programming, including music programming. So I guess I would say we're doing things a little bit old and a little bit new. All I have to do is say something like a little bit yellow and a little bit blue, and we've got kind of a little rhyme going. Next up, we're going to play something from Tons. That's the Halifax-based supergroup. What's a supergroup? Anyway, they've released their debut record. It's a side project, really. And maybe they'll make another one. Who knows? It's a good record. But my favorite song by far is a track called Mind Over Matter. And here we're going to spin that one right now.
Yeah. Calling.
And that was Diane Coffey with Spring Breeze. Beautiful song. Very Beach Boys-like. I like all those multiple musical passages. I hope you dig that kind of stuff, too. Show's Ear Candy here on Local FM. I'm Mark O'Connor. Before Spring Breeze, we heard Taurus Trap, Sam Roberts' band off of Terraform. Now, Terraform, for those of you who aren't big science fiction fans, is the term for creating a livable territory on alien planets. And I wonder what he means naming his record that, because it's not really a science fiction record. It's what Sam Roberts normally writes about, relationships and how people behave to each other and so forth. It's not, hey, we're going to figure out a way to terraform Mars. It's not that. So he must mean the term in some sort of analogous fashion. Anyway, before that, we heard Mind Over Matter, and that's off of the debut record, the self-titled debut record by Tunes, or you could pronounce it Tunes if you were so inclined. That'd be fine. But it actually stands for Technical University of Nova Scotia, you know, a very Halifax thing down at the end of Spring Garden Road. If you have any familiarity with Halifax, if you're a Haligonian, of course you will, but or maybe you lived there for a short time as I did. All right, we're just going to keep the good tunes rolling. I'm going to get more songs on today than I normally do, probably because I'm not chattering on quite as much as I normally do. We're going to hear one from Blur off of the Magic Whip, which is a flavor of ice cream, but Damon Albarn, the main Blur guy, the vocalist, songwriter, he says it could also mean the hand of an authoritarian regime, the Magic Whip, that keeps people under the thumb and under control. I don't know what else he means with that. Maybe it's a bit of a reach. Maybe we should just think about it as a flavor of ice cream. This is the Ice Cream Man from Blur off of Magic Whip here on Ear Candy.
Here comes the Ice Cream Man, part to the end of the road. With a swish of his magic whip, all the people in the party chip umbrella in his white glove, and shade from the sun was his intention. Here comes the ice cream man bouncing up the hill. With a wig, the pumpkin lit, Happy Valley comes. Chin down till dawn, morning come before. Something new. Something new. Something new. Thank you.
been tested. I was born tired. I never got arrested. Harder than marble stone. I'm better off left alone. 'Cause I'm not the one. No, I'm not the one. But you wanted it all. But I give you none. No, I'm not the one. Well, like a toy to a kid, I said jump, and mama, you and you know, your daddy knows, and your mama knows that's wrong. So now it's time for me to move on, because I'm not the one. No, I'm not the one. Are you wanting?
Thank you.
Money Penny by Winnipeg's The Zorgs. I love that name. I guess they're actually not still going on. Too bad. One album, self-titled, Money Penny. Guess it must be a James Bondian reference. Love it all, that surf rock stuff. And I'm Not the One by the Black Keys off of their best record to date called Brothers. I'd like to see them make another one. They're kind of taking their time. Guess what's what happens when you get all the moolah. You don't feel quite as pressured to create. Anyway, I have no idea why. Blur, speaking of long time between records, they had a long time between records when they made the Magic Whip in Hong Kong, and their guitarist actually kind of took the lead in shaping all of their jam sessions they did during some downtime that they had in Hong Kong. They went into this little studio, a little hole in the wall. Well, I'll tell you how much of a hole in the wall it really was. It didn't look a whole lot bigger than the booth I broadcast from here in local FM here in Port City, St. John, at the UMB St. John campus. It's a small room. It's much bigger than it used to be. We expanded based on some funding we got out of funding drive a couple of years ago. We managed to get a little bit bigger room and make a smaller room a production room. But anyway, I digress. The studio that Blur was in was tight quarters for four people and somebody manning the controls and stuff. It wasn't a very big spot. Very nondescript, a hole in the wall place, and they had all these jams. You know, Damon would say, "Okay, here's what I got." Show them the rhythm and the chords, and the band would kick in and explore and just record, just on and on and on until they felt they had done everything possible. And then, you know, eventually somebody had to go through all of that material, that raw material, and see if there were things that kind of looked like they could be shaped into songs. And so the guitarist, Graham Cox, asked Damien if he would mind if he took a crack at it. And Damien Albarn, the sort of leader of Blur, said, "Go ahead." And a wonderful record. Maybe the best Blur record. So sometimes things take a long time and sort of groups come back. It can be pretty disappointing in terms of new creative output. They don't sound as good, they're not as good, whatever. But for my ears, Blur sounds pretty good on the Magic Whip. Ice Cream Man is my favorite for sure. All right, getting toward the end of the show. I'm going to play you something from a Quebec group. I think they hail from Rimouski originally. I probably live in Montreal these days. And who could blame them, right? You want to go to the big cosmopolitan center where you have a chance of building a music career. No shame in that. They have a record called Springtime Devil. We're going to hear the title track. The group, it's a duo. You know, a guy and a girl. Kind of, ever since the White Stripes, people realize you don't need a huge amount of band members. In today's music economics, I guess having fewer band members makes more sense, at least when you start off with a band. Anyway, the group is Les Deluxe. I hope I'm saying that correctly. It's not Deluxe. It's two, right? There's two members. Lux, right? Special. I like the title. It's clever. I get it. All right. Let's see if we can get the Springtime Devil on, and then we'll go from there and see what else we've got. I just got to find the old CD here, plug it in, and let's go. Here it is.
Yeah. silver tongue, the same old thing that I heard sung to me last spring. You're living off a memory of youth, not love, of apathy, Miss Santa Pease, a sentiment you provoke in me so well. I won't descend back to your hell.
Almost 5 o'clock in the afternoon. You've had your coffee by now. Surely, surely. I couldn't believe anything other than that. The show is Ear Candy. I'm Mark O'Connor. We're kind of at the very end of our program. Do tune in. It's going to be every week between 4 and 5 here on Local FM. After all these years, I've moved it an hour earlier just to accommodate some scheduling things with my family. And yes, so do appreciate you lending me your ears. I hope I've treated them right. And we're going to find something just to fade out here until a new program comes on. I think I'm going to play something from Elvis Costello and the Roots. Wake Me Up. Yeah. Speaking of having coffee, right? There's a theme going on here. Here we go.
Got this fuss over this budget of Jesus, me and my head. I got this holiday that I'm staking.
played with Gary and other men's child. The solitary star announced some vacancy, burned out as he arrived. But though he's back across the border, really knew that we'd survive. And they were surprised to see us, so they greeted us with palms. And they asked for ammunition, acts of contrition and small arms.